What were you in jail for in Guatemala?
Entering the country. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's illegal. Right.
I was on the run. I was on the run from Belize.
For what?
Crossed over. Pardon?
What was the issue in Belize?
Government set them up.
Yeah, the government set me up, basically. They didn't charge me with murder. However,
they were trying.
They wanted to talk to me about the murder of my neighbor. Of course, they talked to everybody who was a person of
course.
Interest.
Sure.
I chose not to do it because I had had a history with the government.
Yeah.
I said, fuck no, I'm not doing this shit. And so I went on the run because I knew I'd be imprisoned, tortured, killed, whatever. So, no, I didn't. I'm not playing that goddamn game.
Well, never was I formally charged with murder. Well, did the Belizean government have a role in that? A lot of that, I know you caught a lot of flack for the Showtime documentary. You said that was a Belizean government just writing propaganda against you?
No, I think the Belizean government killed Gregory Fall.
Did they kill that dude? Why?
So they could blame me.
What was their beef with you? What were you doing they were so mad about?
I saw you, what was it, Carmelita? Is that the name of the town?
Yeah, Carmelita. Well, yeah. Jesus.
Look, I don't know if I was supposed to not like you in that.
Let's cut to the chase. If I had stayed in San Pedro in Belize, I'd still be there enjoying the sun, provided I was still alive after fucking 20 hours a day. But anyway, and enjoying myself. No.
Yeah, solid.
I got tired of the American enclave in that beautiful island and decided to go into the jungle, where I was the only white man in a district of 15,000 people, the largest district in Belize. So I moved there. I built this compound. Well, that was a goddamn mistake. I mean, these people have never seen a white man living here. They've seen maybe a few pass through. No reason to pass through. There's no hotels. There's no entertainment. There's nothing for tourists because nobody goes there. It's the middle of the fucking jungle in Belize. Why did I go there? Crazy, I guess. Nevertheless, I did. Okay, I'm there for a year and a half, and a representative of the government, a local guy, comes to me and says, Mr. McAfee, says our election's coming up, and if you would donate $2 million to the... by the way, $2 million is probably the gross national product of the entire fucking district, right? Donate $2 million to our campaign for re-election. We'd like to grant you the following concessions. And those included thousands of acres along the new river, which probably in 400 years might be worth a fortune. No taxes, all kinds of things. All the women in the fucking world, and you name it. It was like... God's gift. Okay, you've lived a righteous life, John. Here, no. So I go. Listen, if it smells bad, looks bad, doesn't add up, then something's wrong. Now, in any case, I said, really, I'm not into politics. Right. 1 week to the day later, my compound was raided by 41, 42. Special forces from the prime minister's private security contingent called the Gang Suppression Unit, the most violent motherfuckers in all of Central America. Well trained, heavily fucking armed, stormed my property at 6 a.m. I'm in bed with somebody, Amy, maybe more, who knows? I jump out of bed. I have my pistol.
Are you hard when you jump out of bed?
Pardon? Yeah, did you have a boner?
Yeah, do you have a boner? Because it was early in the morning. You were laying with a bunch of girls.
Now, how would I fucking know? I had a pistol in my hand. That was my biggest thing. Where's my goddamn gun?
True.
It's in my hand. So I don't give a shit what my dick is doing. I got to survive now.
Fair enough.
So I go outside.
Well, that's special for you. If you approach the boner,
down, coming down the driveway, having broken through my security gate.
Yeah.
Soldiers doing the lockstep. Fuck me. These are serious dudes, right? Mm-hmm. Hang on. In any case, so now, it was a bad day. They shot one of my dogs in front of my soldier saying, said, Mr. McAfee, do you think we're not serious? And he had the dog, put his rifle to his head, and blew his head off.
It's fucked up.
In front of me. And there are photos of that, by the way, on the net. Why does it sound weird? Who knows? Let's try this. That's much better. Yes. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. So the soldiers
just shot your dog's head off.
It was a terrible day. They destroyed $500,000 of the property, shot my dog, abused me.
That's mean.
Carted me off to jail, let me out immediately, where I went to meet San Pedro. No, that was not it. Okay, they carted me off then.
Weren't they trying to claim you were like making drugs or something? What was their initial charge? What was the charge?
Manufacturing drugs, but everybody knew I was manufacturing antibiotics, for fuck's sake. Everybody knew that. Plus, they came and stormed the lab. There was nothing in there. Mm-hmm. Everybody because I hired 20 or 30 people. They all knew.
It was just, they did this to you to try to intimidate you because you didn't give them the $2 million.
Didn't give them their money. So then the next day, I'm get out of jail and back. The guy comes back and said, Mr. Maxwell, said, have you reconsidered your donation? I could get the fuck off my property. That was a mistake. A smart man would have said, yes, I have. And in fact, you asked for $2 million. Here, I'm giving you a check for $4 million. That's what a smart man would have done. But an ignorant motherfucker like me that takes offense easily, I go get the fuck off my property. Well, that began the war that ended 6 months later with the death of my neighbor. Do you understand? I was at war now with Belize. They fucked with me. Oh, here's the thing. Google John McAfee demands apology from Prime Minister. Demands. That was in all of the Central American newspapers with the word demands in quotes. You don't demand an apology from a goddamn dictator. Do you now?
Yeah, it's not great.
I did. No. And so that was the day after. And after that headline, John McAfee demands apology from the strong man of Central America. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. You killed my goddamn dog. That's what I wanted an apology for. Fuck the raid. Fuck all the other shit. Fuck that they destroyed my biology lab after 2 goddamn years of work. Yeah. Every single thing we had done, broken, destroyed, burned to the fucking ground. So people.
Yeah.
So were they behind the Showtime documentary? Was that came out? And
yes, of course they were. Duh.
Yeah, that. Duh. I watched the whole thing. I watched it, and I was the story was really weird with the lady saying that you guys were mad, and then you are. This is the story. Correct me if I'm wrong. You guys had argued, and then after the argument, you gave her a drink, and then she took it and just she like forgot.
Who's this?
This is in the Showtime documentary. The young lab.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Okay.
I know you
don't have time. I don't have time for shit like that.
So I know you wrote a thing saying it was bullshit.
Well, I mean, for a little I've heard about it, yes, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, and you haven't heard any of what they were saying you were doing in there, like getting dumped on and stuff?
Well, of course I've heard those things. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I
could care less.
Sure, I hear you. I'm with you.
What people want to say.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Which is why I don't want to watch it. I've already lived in my shoes. I know me.
True. Well, I watch it.
This is not the worst press I've ever had.
It was fishy. It was fishy. I saw it. It was fishy.
Fishy?
It was fishy.
Well, I like fish.
True.
Tuna? Raw? How much heat?
I mean, that would get my goat. If the Belizean government made up a documentary about me, that would piss me off.
Oh, that's you.
True.
I don't care what anybody else thinks or says. Or does about me. If it touches me, then I'll stand up and say, back off. If it doesn't, I mean, that didn't touch me.
It did say you paid people.
They didn't send out 15 Israeli hitmen to whack me. No, they didn't eject shit. So why could I care?
Yeah, last thing you want is 15 Jewish guys coming after you.
Well, Mossad people. Now listen, Mossad, the scariest people on this planet.
Really?
Have you interacted with them?
Duh. Hang on.
Yes.
Have you ever seen photos of me with my security teams?
Okay. Yes.
And I've had over 200 security, you know, in the past 25 years. All of them mean mofos. And those rare occasions where I could hire someone from Mossad, fuck yes. I don't get to cost me five times what anybody else. I would fire five people and hire the one.
What do they do?
What do they do? Well, I mean, they don't do accounting, you know.
I mean, what do they know? What kind of are they good at? Like, what's that karate they do? It's Krav Maga
or whatever.
Okay, people, you watch too much television. You are in a situation, you've got to use karate, then number one, you're incompetent. Mm-hmm. Or number two, your enemy's incompetent for not having killed you already. Do you understand? Nobody ever gets to that point. Why? We have things like firearms capable of whacking a person 2 miles away while the person's moving.
Yeah, but what about like getting a handgun out of someone's hand? Like,
yeah, that shit does not go down, right? I'm sorry. I don't care what the movies say, okay? Please wake the fuck up, kids. Just wake the fuck up, all right?
That's true. How much, where can I get massages from? I might get a couple. How much scratch are we talking?
$250,000 a year minimum.
That's it? All right, no problem. Or like team done. Three? Done?
We might be able to get our Patreon up to actually get one Mossad agent.
Good. You know, listen, rather than that, if I had $250,000 and the world was not actually trying to kill me, like, well, unless Janice and I are super paranoid, might be our case, I would spend $250 million not on Mossad, but on massage from Thai prostitutes from Bangkok.
Yes.
What's your domination plan?
You know,
what are you after?
Janice and I talked about this when we first met. You know, Janice and I met when I got out of prison.
Which
in
one?
Guatemala in 2012. December, what day, baby? 14th.
It was after Vice snitched on you.
December 14th, 2012. Okay, after a serious touch and go with the Belizean government trying to whack me, the entire army out looking for me, and I escaped into Guatemala and was arrested by Interpol and was going to be put on trial, but no, I knew that would not happen. But that's only in prison. Well, in the meantime, I retained the Attorney General for the country of Guatemala, Telesforo Guerra. As my attorney. That's legal in Guatemala. It's like retaining the president as your attorney.
So you can do that in Guatemala?
Yes, duh. Dude, get used to
you just hired
the
boss to get you out of jail. God.
Yes. Yeah, $100,000. Okay, now, listen. Okay, I had some inside info. Number one, Samantha Vanegas, the 21-year-old girl who was with me, at the time, which everybody dissed me for. Because all of the pictures all over Google, look it up. John McAfee, Samantha. Some pretty racy stuff. Anyway. So
I'm going to look at those
uncle,
later.
Her uncle, even though she was Belizean, her uncle was Telesforo Guerra.
Sure.
No. I didn't know that until we were both on the run. Because Samantha was on the run with me in Belize. Anyway, fuck that shit. So I hired Telesforo. And he said, what do you want? I said, I want to go to America. That's all. Because Belize had asked for my return to Belize, but I'm not a Belizean citizen. Thank God for that. Mm. So Telesforo said, okay. He said, that'll be $100,000. As soon as it comes into my bank account, I will be your lawyer. And I said, okay, let me give you a phone number. And some people that work for me said, you just tell them what your account number is and it will appear. And it did. And so it was touch and fucking go. So anyway, so that was at night. No, actually, I retained him. Okay. But I wasn't arrested until 3 days after I had retained him.
No doubt.
And I was arrested by Interpol at the biggest hotel in Guatemala City. And it's all kinds of shit. There are all kinds of video on the internet because everybody was videotaping it. Right? Hundreds of press people. There were about 75 Interpol officers sent to arrest me. I was at that time 67 years old. What sort of threat could I possibly have been? Nevertheless, doesn't matter. On the internet, look it up. And so I got arrested and finally got sent. Wait a minute, what was the question again? I'm off on a question.
What's your plan for domination?
Yeah, what's your plan? What are you after right now? What's your goal?
Oh yeah, so I met Janice. Okay, right. Fuck me, that's the issue. I met Janice. So Janice and I, since we met in December, she was a working girl. And I was...
Where'd she work?
A man of... Huh?
Where did she work? Pet Boys? Home Depot?
On the streets.
Lowe's?
A working girl.
She was like a street performer, like a mime? Like a mime?
Like a silver robot?
No, like a... Tell me what word to use, baby. They're stupid.
I'm not sure what they're talking about. Like a hard-working girl?
A prostitute. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So now.
Oh, gotcha. I heard about those.
I'm sorry, baby. Don't ever reschedule these dudes, all right? I'm just saying.
What are you talking about, dude? This has been a killer interview. What are you talking about, dude?
Come on.
I don't know what constraints.
Tell them I forgive them for being stupid. It's okay.
Janice forgives you for being stupid, she said. Come on. On the form, on the reply form, from now on, must have IQ greater than 50. I mean it. We're not doing this anymore.
So she was a prostitute. How'd you meet her? Did you guys like bump into each other and spill coffee on each other?
All right. Guys, so like, here's how we met. So I got out of prison.
Yeah.
On
And you're horny.
December.
You're in there for 3 days.
December 13th of 2012.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite a fucking event. They'd shut down the whole goddamn boulevard from the prison to the airport. Why? The president of Guatemala had finally said, because the entire world was watching this drama, high fucking drama, had said, listen, get him out of my country. I don't give a shit what happens to him after that. But if someone whacks him while I'm in my country, I'm going to burn your families alive, all of you. That's how they do business down there. I'd never seen it. Anyway, so I get deported. Plane lands in Miami, stops on the tarmac, on the fucking tarmac. About 5 minutes later, will Mr. McAfee please come forward? I got up. I didn't have a bag. I had nothing. I just got out of prison. I had a suit jacket, a shirt, didn't have a tie, a pair of pants, socks, and shoes. I didn't have a dime to my name. No fucking money at all. No. And, will Mr. McAfee please come forward? So, and by the way, the door had opened, the stairs had been lowered down. Some uniformed people had come on to the phone. I came forward. There was clearly a guy who was in charge. You can always tell. An official who's in charge, right? The Homeland Security, some serious head in Florida was in front of me. And I go, what have I done now? Because I'm thinking, listen, for months I've been running and, all I've dealt with is authorities. And he said, no, Mr. McAfee, we're here to help you. Please come with us. So went down the stairs so no one else could hear us. And then he said, we're here to help. Said there are 2,000 journalists at the American Airlines terminal.
I fucking hate journalists.
Yeah, well, they said there are 2,000, and we fear for your safety and the safety of everyone. Said, we are here to help. Said, my instructions are to take you wherever you want to go. Well, listen, I'd had my fill of people in uniforms after 3 months or 4 months or whatever on the goddamn run, bullets flying, scary shit happening. And this guy's got a uniform. I don't give a fuck. He's American and Homeland Security. I go, I said, all right, anywhere. He said, anywhere. I said, okay, I want to go to the nearest taxi stand. And without hesitation, without anything, he said, yes, sir, please step into the car. He got in on the other side and said, you'll just have to wait for a few moments. So we waited maybe 10 minutes. So we pull into the Southwest terminal. All right. There's nothing there. No cars, no people, no baggage. It's been cleared except for one yellow taxi with an Indian driver from India with a turban.
No doubt.
Who's got both hands on the steering wheel. And he's looking around like, oh my God, oh my God, what has just happened? Seriously, the poor bastard. So anyway, they pulled up. I got out, went to the cab. A few people asked, can we have your autograph, Mr. McAfee? But the captain said no and shook my hand. One of the other guys leaned over and was talking something to the Hindu, to the Indian, right? Shook hands, got into the back of the cab. And he said, he turned around the driver, sir, who are you? I go, if I fucking knew, I would tell you, take me to South Beach. I didn't have a dime, but I did have a hotel. Anyway, that's all a long story. Forget it. I managed to get into the hotel. I knew the concierge, all this other shit. It's now 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, even though I've been in Guatemala, where some of the finest coffee in the world is made, I've been in goddamn prison. Try in prison to get some decent fucking coffee, even in Guatemala. It ain't possible.
What were you